Speaking of needing, our friends at Paws Chicago have a wonderful dog and or cat that needs a nice home. We love this organization. It's a no-kill shelter here in Chicago and the suburbs. And let's welcome Sarah McDonald to profile this week's adoptee. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm really excited to tell everyone about this dog. He's a one-year-old boxer mix. His name is Woody. He is just a goofball. He gets along with everyone. There's not a stranger he hasn't befriended yet on a walk at Paws.
And why isn't this dog gone? And this is a good dog gone. See that, John? See what I did there? This is a good week for people to come down to check out what you have there at the Paws, be it a cat, a dog, a snake. March 3rd and 4th, you have 50% off your adoption fees for all dogs 45 pounds or more. Got to move out the big ones, huh, Sarah?
Yeah. You know, it's just like Woody. He's definitely part of this. It's called Big Love all weekend long. As you mentioned, we're going to reduce 50% of the adoption fees. So adult dogs that are on the larger size are just $100 adoption fees, and he's going to come, or she, microchipped, vaccinated, some training under their belt. Woody is, speaking of training, amazing. He learns so quickly. His only thing that he needs a little bit of work with is he needs a strong handler because he's a little goofy on a walk. But it's just because he wants to meet everyone and say hi. So just someone that knows or would be willing to help him on his leash manners.
And sooner or later, the leash manners will come along. And you know, think about that. Your dog will come microchipped. It'll have the vaccinations. Everything will be taken care of. That's why you pay the fee. It all goes to the best and largest no-kill shelter here in Chicago, of course. Paws.org. Take a look at what they've got there. Maybe get over there this weekend, and we'll see if we can't get Woody home.
Sarah, can I take care of my brother-in-law's dog? I have two brother-in-laws. Both have I have a number of brother-in-laws, but these two both have dogs. One of my brother-in-law's dog is a three-year-old. It's a smaller dog, and he's clearly not housebroken. How late can you teach a dog to go outside as opposed to anywhere he wants to?
Well, you can teach an old dog new tricks, believe it or not. It just takes consistency. So, you know, hopefully your family member is able to be
John, you're consistent.
I'm actually very consistent. Yeah. But
you ever think of taking the dog over, Johnny?
No, but I can tell that the
dog
road,
likes you
the
more.
Road is being paved.
Yeah.
And, of course, positive reinforcement. You know, when they eliminate where they're supposed to, it's praise and good treats and belly rubs and you name it. And we have a wonderful training team on staff if you'd ever like to reach out.
John,
well,
I
might
use
do that. Luckily, there's really nothing that this dog in particular can do that hasn't already been done to the house.
Oh, no.
So
you need treats and one of those clickers.
A lot of dogs in this family. So, really, he's not really destroying anything. It's just somewhat, you know.
Does the dog sleep in your room or Sarah's room?
No, that dog, when he's with us, he sleeps in my room.
Okay.
Yeah, so
all right.
We're
uncovering some problems this morning. Sarah has nothing to do with you.
Sarah, thanks for the update. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Bye.
PawsChicago.org is where you go online.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday mornings 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.